Story number 112. Shipwrecked on an island.
Look, the boat is in trouble. It is breaking to pieces. Do you see the people who have jumped into the water? Some are already making it to shore. Is that Paul there? Let's find out what's been happening to him.
Remember, for 2 years Paul is held prisoner in Caesarea. Then he and some other prisoners are put on a boat, and they start for Rome. When they pass near the island of Crete, a terrible storm hits them. The wind blows so hard the men can't steer the boat, and they can't see the sun during the day or the stars at night. Finally, after many days, those on board give up all hope of being saved. Then Paul stands up and says, "Not one of you will lose his life. Only the boat will be lost. For last night an angel of God came to me and said, 'Don't be afraid, Paul. You must stand before the Roman ruler Caesar, and God will save all those who are sailing with you.' About midnight, on the 14th day after the storm began, the sailors noticed that the water is becoming less deep. Because of fear of smashing into some rocks in the dark, they dropped their anchors. The next morning, they see a bay. They decide to try to sail the boat right up onto the beach there. Well, when they get closer to shore, the boat hits a sandbank and gets stuck. Then the waves begin to smash it, and the boat starts to break in pieces. The army officer in charge says, 'All of you who can swim, jump into the sea first and swim ashore. The rest of you, jump in after them, and grab some pieces from the boat to hold on to.' And that's what they do. In this way, all 276 persons who were on the boat get to shore safely, just as the angel promised. The island is called Malta. The people are very kind, and they take care of those from the boat. When the weather gets better, Paul is put on another boat and taken to Rome.